This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Another member of Colorado's congressional delegation has tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Springs area Representative Doug Lamborn is experiencing mild symptoms and is currently isolating at home, according to a statement from his office. It didn't say when the Republican congressman tested positive, only that it was, quote, recently. Staffers in his office were infected in early October. Lamborn has missed votes all this week. He's the second member of the delegation to get the virus. On Tuesday, Democrat Ed Perlmutter announced he had tested positive. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Despite new coronavirus restrictions taking effect in Denver Friday, the Broncos will still allow fans to watch Sunday's football game in person. New restrictions forbid mass gatherings, but state officials have not changed their decision to allow nearly 6,000 people to attend the game at Empower Field at Mile High. Scott Bookman is the state's incident commander for the coronavirus.
The Broncos have been wonderful partners throughout the course of this pandemic. We continue to be in conversations with the Broncos to make sure that we are doing all that we can to keep everyone safe.
The Broncos are scheduled to play the Miami Dolphins at 2 on Sunday afternoon. A plan is underway to bring new life to South Pueblo residential and commercial areas affected by the Colorado Smelter Superfund project. It's been in the works for about 5 years and is based on community input. Pueblo City Planning Director Scott Hobson says they'll prioritize how the plan gets implemented depending on funding and other factors.
There are some projects that are more ready to go than others. Some projects may take some planning. Some projects may take other things to come together before those projects can move forward.
There's a potential delay in cleanup at a portion of the Superfund site, due to possible federal funding cuts next year. That may affect other revitalization projects. Denver is 72 degrees right now with some clouds in the sky. It's 70 degrees in Colorado Springs and 73 in Pueblo. There is a red flag fire warning in effect for Pueblo and the Springs due to warm, dry, and windy conditions there. This is CPR News.